Thanks, Sandy, for the call to worship. I'll read the opening statement, and then together we'll respond with the prayer of confession. This is a question. Jesus, first you insult a woman who really needs you just because she was an outsider, and she gave you back as good as she got. Then you went around touching sick people without gloves and gowns. Jesus, you know what you were thinking. What did you want us to think? Help us understand as we do the prayer of confession. Touching God, we have wrapped ourselves in protective layers to keep the world at bay. We have hidden behind stereotypes to refuse our hardness of heart and believe the worst of people to escape from insight. We have allowed antidotes to replace hard scientific facts, listen to talking heads instead of the words spoken aloud and in worship, strip away our emotions, leave us there to infected by the needs of this world, drench us in the sorrows of your people, that we might be made whole and healthy at last. Amen. And the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father,
and Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified and buried,
was crucified, dead, and buried.
The third day He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the bodies,
the resurrection of the body,
and life everlasting. Amen. And we sing glory to the Father.